Viking Lumber is a family-owned business in Klawock on the west side of southeast's Prince of Wales Island. It would have been considered a small to medium-sized mill in the peak days of the timber industry, but now it's the biggest in the region. That may change because it can't get enough logs.
The amount of economic timber in the next 5 years is pretty much non-existent.
That's Bryce Dahlstrom of Viking Lumber, addressing a recent meeting of the Regional Development Organization's Southeast Conference. He says the U.S. Forest Service isn't selling enough of the right type of trees for Viking to stay in business. As a result, he says the mill, which 150 people depend on for their jobs, will have to close in about 18 months.
For the sake of my employees and the employees of the businesses that we support, I would really like to see some action done and something very drastic. I mean, I'm not up here blowing smoke saying we're going away. We are going to go away unless something major happens.
The Forest Service takes a different view. Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton points to the Bighorn timber sale not far from Dahlstrom's mill. His business won the bid for that contract and has been logging since 2014.
So there's still several years in that multi-year contract remaining for Viking Lumber.
While smaller than many past sales, it's among the largest anywhere in the national forest system. And that's not all. Pendleton says loggers will have other opportunities.
We have a number of sales over the next 3 to 5 years that we will be offering to industry, both Viking and other competitors out there, to provide that sustainable supply of timber.
Southeast Conference, the Alaska Forest Association, and other industry supporters say there's no guarantee that will happen. And if it does, the sales could get tied up in court.
The federal government will not offer enough timber in the next 2 years to keep that mill running.
That's Chris Mache, who runs the State Division of Forestry. His agency has devised a plan to sell some of its Southeast Alaska timber to Viking. During a recent legislative hearing, he addressed a Walker administration measure allowing the state to sidestep normal bidding procedures.
And without the change in this statute, we will not be able to negotiate those sales. They'll have to go competitive. And in Southeast Alaska, a competitive sale pretty much is guaranteed to go export because the export market can afford to pay more.
Exported timber is sold in the round, not milled in the state. Viking Lumber's conflict with the Forest Service is tied to the agency's transition from old growth to young or second growth timber harvests. That's been supported by tourism and fishing interests that say logging, as it's been done, damages the environment and threatens their industries. Andrew Tomes of the Sitka Conservation Society was an environmental representative on an advisory panel that helped draft the transition plan.
As I'm seeing it, the Forest Service is doing its best to supply timber to the mills in the region, and I think that one of the big problems that we have is that a lot of the economic timber that's easy to reach on the Tongass has already been cut.
The Forest Service has been looking for new ways to harvest and process younger trees. Tongass Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart says the agency remains committed to the transition, which is expected to take a decade and a half.
The real intent is to use new market opportunities to develop new markets, develop new products, and help sustain the communities across Southeast Alaska.
Do those new markets preclude the old markets or the existing markets, or do you try to do both?
It would be very difficult for me to assess, you know, in 16 years what the market availability or the product interest might be. I think the key right now is to try to provide resiliency in this system so that you have latitude and flexibility to move and to shift.
The transition is part of an update to the Tongass's management plan, which began in 2014. It's scheduled to be complete by the end of this year. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.